It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Thanks for allowing us to take Martin Luther King Day off yesterday. And Scott Mitchell, welcome back to the program, buddy. Hope you had a good long weekend.
Had a great weekend. Thank you. Always good to be here, Alex.
We've got a lot going on, including, just like you, you may be shuffling around your TV looking for that exact channel the Jazz are going to be playing on right now. The Jazz right now, one of the hottest teams in basketball, technically the hottest team in the NBA.
Yeah, baby.
Because they've got that six-game win streak going on. And they're welcoming the Pelicans tonight, starting off a six-game homestand, which is going to be interesting because they are firing things up and playing the Pelicans tonight. And then day after tomorrow, they'll be playing the Pelicans again at home. So it's a weird year, and they're trying to figure out the scheduling with that.
And Mike Connolly, according to all the ratings that matter, is like playing the second best.
Hey, would you stop this
performance?
This is all stuff I don't want to hear. Knock on Formica. I start to drink the Scott Mitchell Kool-Aid of the superstitious stuff. So I don't want you mentioning those things yet. We got a jam-packed show, and not the least of which we're going to hear from Matthew McConaughey himself on Steve Sarkisian joining the staff there at Texas, and that's going to be fun a little bit later. But we're going to start things off as we always do with the 705 Cut. We're going to talk some NFL football, so let's do it without further ado, the 705 Cut.
The Cut at 705. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
Okay, Scotty.
Yes, sir.
Before we get into
the playoffs. Speaking of Kool-Aid, really quick.
Yeah.
You know what's the best thing as a kid with a tuna fish sandwich? Red
Kool-Aid.
Guess,
red
just
Kool-Aid.
So you know. Yeah, it's so amazing.
The cut brought
it's like anything on the Wonder white bread with red Kool-Aid. Amazing.
The cut brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED, sick of pills, visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Scott, when it comes to that, I made up my own sandwich when I was a kid. It was called the A-Team. And the A-Team was just terrible for you white bread, basically candy white bread.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And then it was Doritos, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And then A1 sauce on it.
Done that, too.
So we called it the A-Team because had A1 on it, and it was a delightful situation.
Yes.
So, Scott, I want to ask you right off the bat, when you were making fun of me on Friday, when we were talking about the Packers cruising over the Rams, or when I said the Packers are going to beat up the Rams are imposters, and you predicted an upset that the Rams are going to walk away, and that basically I called the score almost on the money for this Packers-Rams game, and the Packers did in fact beat up on them, and they could have punched in another score at the end, but that goes without saying. How did that make you feel? Did you feel different, like at home?
So I was 3 out of 4 in what I said would happen over the weekend, and as I was saying it last week, one of these things that happens, and it's a real thing.
That was the one where your gut told you, and you didn't go with it.
It actually did, but it was because I just thought the Rams defense was so good, and had been good. And typically defenses travel, because the Seahawks, it's a long travel for them. I know they had their first game at home, but again, playing after 17 weeks of a season and having to play that wild card game, somebody's going to get tired. And when they have that long distance to travel, because of all the teams in the playoffs, the longest travel distance was for the Rams, right? And so it's a real thing. But the other thing that really surprised me, it's surprised me beyond anything. Jordan Love has done more for the Green Bay Packers this year than any
other
player.
What are you talking about?
Oh, completely.
This is a guy who has had like 14 snaps all season long.
He could have zero snaps. I don't care. Here's why. Aaron Rodgers, when he's been at his very best in his career, is when he's been angry. When he's like had a chip on his shoulder.
Oh, okay.
And the drafting of Jordan Love
sent him through
the roof and put him in the absolutely perfect mindset. Because I have to tell you, Green Bay looks like they're a team that could win a Super Bowl. Of all the teams that played all weekend, they look like they're the best team in the NFL right now. And Aaron Rodgers, who's had a phenomenal year, has been playing like...
He's not just a good quarterback. He was the first team All-Pro quarterback this year over Patrick Mahomes, over Josh Allen. I mean, those are your
He's
second.
Playing better than anyone.
Yes, and so...
Yeah, I mean, he deserves it.
And it's kind of this rejuvenated situation, too, because he's in that weird spot.
But it's all about Jordan Love.
Yes.
Like, you think it's just...
How can Utah State like really market that? Pushed Aaron Rodgers to one of his most to one of his best years yet. I'm trying to figure out how they can take advantage of this.
You know, some people, you look through the history of like these athletes, and some people have been so good because they've had that chip on their shoulder. And I mean, you think of people even like Muhammad Ali. You know, where he, and whether it was manufactured, you know, like even Michael Jordan, you felt like he had this chip on his shoulder. And of course, some of it was manufactured, but it's a real thing. Even Tom Brady kind of was like, you know, he's like, I'm this unheralded guy, but at the end of the day, you're going to find out I'm the very best thing that ever happened. And Aaron Rodgers has kind of taken on that mantra. And sometimes it's been to his demise. But when he's been really good, he's been able to kind of dial that in and really use it for motivation. And that's a scary thing, I think, for a lot of people.
Bills,
right,
Chiefs, AFC Championship, that's a pretty good matchup. I like that one, especially if Patrick Mahomes, cross your fingers, is healthy. I only say cross your fingers because I want to see the best game possible. And then the NFC, you've got old Tom Brady winding back the clock, the hands of time again for the millionth time. Defeats, I don't know how, he's the older guy in that old quarterback matchup, and Drew Brees looked like he needed a walker after that game, and he just is, it was the kind of thing where you're like, oh, poor guy, he is definitely not in the spot where he should be.
But Drew Brees is kind of, he's looked old for a couple of years.
Yes,
now.
I think this last year was totally obvious. And again, the injuries don't help either. I mean, like those injuries show too. Hey, like he had a 6-week absence last year. He had another 4 or 5 week absence this year. It's like those things are going to get worse and worse the older you get too.
And he didn't throw a ball down the field further than 20 yards. And I don't know that he has, like, for a long time. And you just. And I remember last year, not so much in this game, but last year, he threw these balls further down the field, and it was almost like he couldn't even get them there, and then you see kind of some of the interceptions and the things, you know, and the look in Drew Brees' eye after the game was over, it was that look of, I'm done. I really feel like he's got – no, I feel like
I agree.
He knows.
I mean, I think we sort of all knew, right?
Yeah, I've kind of
you know
hit my limit.
You know what's nice is if you're a former quarterback in the NFL and you're able to retire to like a $10 million a year job talking about football on TV. Like that's – Tony Romo makes $17 million a year, you know, guessing on some of these plays. They're educated guesses, but they're guesses. And like when he goes, yeah, they're going to sit on this ball. They're not going to go for it. They're going to try to draw him off, and they're going to have to punt. And then the Chiefs go and they throw the ball, and he gets a first down. He goes, well, I guess I was wrong. And you're going, yeah, for $17 million, why not? I mean,
well, it's like you got a 50-50 chance, right? Because it's either going to be a run or a pass. It's like those what are they? Those you go to those readings, those psychic readings. And they go, I feel one of your family members, like it's Joe, right? You're there's
well,
a Joe in
a
your
J,
family
or a
somewhere.
J. It's a J or an M. You know, that's the best when they do the letters.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do some more of these psychic readings going forward in the year here. But I think of all the performances this weekend, Aaron Rodgers cannot be overlooked. Tom Brady, like I said,
he looked good.
Being down 20-10 and then coming back and scoring 20 unanswered points, that's pretty darn good for the old man. And he's doing it. He's going back to a conference title game, this time in the NFC, someplace where he's never been before.
Tom Brady is actually – he's a guy who is playing off of his years of experience. Like that's the reason they brought him here is what's happening now. And he's a guy – he's been through it all. And so he knows how to temper – because the playoff emotions and the things that happen are funny. They're different. They're weird. And to have a guy that's been through all of it is this is what he's there for. And it'll be fascinating to go to Green Bay, probably in maybe iffy weather conditions, and see if that Tom Brady experience can make things happen.
Let's take the break here when we come back. We've got an Ask Scott Anything, utilizing the background of Scott Mitchell.
Do you know how much pressure that puts on me?
I've got other questions. You see the questions that are in the rundown, but I've got extras in there too. So stay with us. Oh. More to go. Right around the corner on KSL's Unrivaled KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.